This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
I have to tell you that this show today on Kingdom Pursuits, it's going to be hot. Which you'll understand more about that in a minute, but it will be hot, I'm just saying. And it's hot outside, so it's perfect time to have this show on so many levels. But first off, we have with us an old friend. Julie Wood is back with us. You may know her as the author of the Pooks and Boots children's series, and she has just released her new book. And you'd be shocked to know that Pooks and Boots have put on the armor of God. So, you know, how exciting is that, Julie?
Oh, my goodness. First, I want to say thank you for having me back. I'm excited to be back on your show. Thank you, and thank you for all you do for the kingdom. Thank you. And, yes, our next book, or our second book, is out, and we are excited about it. We've had so many parents write some wonderful comments about it. It's been very impacting for many children, and we're excited about that.
It really, really is, and I just commend you because, you know, that Ephesians 6 passage where you get the full armor of God is such a beautiful place for children to begin to think about things they naturally want to do anyway, right? They want to pick up a sword and hit their brother. they want to take their trash can lid as a shield. I've all those things and the helmet and all those things that children just love absolutely. And now to give them some context on how God designed that stuff, it's just wonderful. I'm so excited to get into that and the rest of the series of Pooks and Boots. So we have a stark contrast today. I'll just share with you that we have Pooks and Boots, but our other author today is actually Toya Witherspoon, and she's actually joined with her husband, Byron.
Good morning.
And Toya's book, and it's her first book, am I assuming?
Yes, sir.
Which has just come out.
Yes, it came out June 5th.
And this one is called Help Me, I'm Burning in My Marriage.
Yes, sir.
And so this book is really a profoundly authentic, brave look at this subject of burning within your marriage. And I couldn't recommend it enough for men or women. And so, you know, it's a fascinating thing to talk about intimacy, but it is Kingdom Pursuits. And so we have to get Robbie's stuff in here. For those who have listened before, no, it's coming. So speaking of burning, Bethann, you're going to really like this. I put this together just for you, Toya. All right?
I'm ready.
You know, when you go looking for fires in a marriage like Toya,
Robbie.
May have done that. She quickly became a fire extinguisher. You know what I'm saying? And I love this. She went back to college for her undergrad, then she got her master's in marriage, and finally her doctorate. And
wow.
Yeah. She had to burn her Kindle on both ends, you know?
It's tough.
And after that, you have to think about this a minute. She started to suffer from her third degree burnout. That's 3 degrees. You know what I'm saying?
I got it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, are you liking this, Julie? Is it what you remember from the last time?
Yeah, no, I am so blown away how God works. It's so interesting, Robbie, how God works, because so many times parents, when I started the book series, I thought it was just going to be about my book, but I've gotten so many followers on our Facebook that have written to me and said this is exactly what my child needed, because in the world we're living in, we're faced with a lot of battles, and I'm trying to prepare children to have that foundation, God's word,
against
whatever comes our way. So it's so funny that you're bringing this up, and I love it. And
so, Beth Ann, you know, we're testing your music limits again. So you're just,
that's good. I love that, Julie.
Thank
test.
You. Yeah. So, you know, after your third degree burnout, essentially your brain is black toast. and that causes you to be black toast intolerant. You know what I'm saying? And some would even say a burned again Christian.
Instead of born again.
And of all these, this actually tickles me more than any of them. And your physician will tell you, never look at your watch. You know why?
Why? Why, Robbie?
Secondhand smoke. Oh, that's just hilarious in my opinion. Eventually, though, if you stay at it like Toya, the fog will burn off and it won't be missed. Anymore.
Yeah. Okay. So he keeps going.
There's one more because, you know, I always have to push it to the outer limits.
You always
of humor,
do.
Right? So,
yep.
You know, Toya, this is really good news for you. You may become prosperous with money to burn. And so naturally then, you know, Byron's going to want to play with fire. It's just a deal. So speaking of that, so who in the Bible wanted to play with fire when he said, I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it was already kindled. That's a direct quote, by the way, right out of the Bible. It's like, should be right along her title line. I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it was already kindled. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And if you call in with that answer, or who said that? Who's the guy? Beth Ann, tell them what they'll win.
Oh, Robbie! Exciting! Today, we've actually got a couple of copies of the books from the authors that are on the program today.
So, yes, books and boots. We have not only the Full Armor book, but her original book about books and boots meeting Jesus. And, of course, Help Me, I'm Burning Inside My Marriage. So we have all the goodies for you. All you got to do is tell us who said, and he did say this, I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it was already kindled. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. So yes, Julie, no doubt that God is in what you're doing. If you could see how beautifully illustrated these books are, like, you can go to kingdompursuits.com and you can actually click on either book and you can order them right there from Amazon, which are actually from the Facebook page in the case of Pooks and Boots, and then Amazon when it comes to the Help Me book. So how cool is that? That the illustration in your books is just spectacular, isn't it, Julie?
Oh, my goodness. I am so pleased with our illustrator, Simon Goodway. He did a great job. But I think it was so important because children have such an imagination. And let's be honest, when you're young and you're reading it out of the Bible, you know, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate. Children need that visualization to, you know, understand the full armor. And like I said, parents wrote to me, and this one little kid, he was always so scared to go to school. He read my book, Robbie, and the next day his mom was taking him to school, and he said, she goes, have a good day. And he goes, don't worry, Ma, I got my armor of God on. You know, I was just like, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, praise God. And then we had a little boy, he lost his daddy, and she wrote to me, and she goes, Julie, we got your book. And that, I have it on my Facebook, but he put on a blue thing he found in his house for the armor, and he goes, my armor's blue. I'm like, yeah, like, you know, this is what I'm talking about. And that's the passion, the confidence I want to give children, not that they just, you know, learn about these things, but I want them to put on that full armor. And honestly, parents, all of us. You know, we need that armor every day.
And so, speaking of passion and burning, so, you know, they kind of go together. I don't know if you knew that, but it's really cool in Hebrew. If you've ever studied that whole idea of fire and passion and burning, you know, it's all over, actually, even in the word Yeshua, which means Jesus. So he's all about burning.
Yes.
But so can you share with our listeners a little bit how God told you, look, you got to write a book here?
So, first of all, I give God all the honor and glory and praise. If it had been up to me, I never saw myself as an author. That's just not one of the things that came to mind. But I will say that...
I hate to cut you off because we got to go to break. I asked that question right at the perfect thing, wrong time. That's the host's fault. Byron, your husband who's in radio, will tell you, Robbie blew it, but it's okay. Because, you know, I'm still laughing. I'm still laughing about the secondhand smoke, okay? I'm just telling you. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion, or fire as the case may be, and uses it to build the kingdom. We are so blessed today to have with us Julie Wood. She is the author of Pooks and Boots children's series with her new book, Pooks and Boots, Put on the Full Armor of God, or the Whole Armor of God. And Toya, I'll get it right, Witherspoon and her husband Byron with her first book, Help Me, I'm Burning Inside My Marriage. And so when we left our hero, Toya, she was just trying to give us how you know, I just think it's an amazing thing that God calls us, especially in this case, in such an intimate place and asks us to write a book.
Yes. I will say that writing this book was a challenge. It took me 2 years to write it. But I will say that...
Can you take me back to the minute where God just kind of said, okay, I'm calling on you. I allowed this stuff in your life and for a reason.
At that moment, he just said, write. People need to hear this story. There are other people who are going through the same thing and who will not say anything to anyone because it's such a sensitive subject. And so he just said, write, and I began to write. The word tells us that we are overcome by our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. And so me being able to tell my story is, one, I've been able to overcome by the grace of God. And two, I'm able to help someone else overcome. So just being in this moment is a blessing, period. The Lord graced me for this situation in order for me to, again, help somebody else.
Yeah, that 2 Corinthians chapter 1, God comforted us with his comfort, that we might comfort others with the comfort he comforted us with.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's so beautiful that there you're at. But I guess before we get to that, we got to get the backstory, which we'll get to in a minute. But before that, we got to get back to Julie. How did you guys select The Full Armor as the second book in your series?
I just want to tap on, if that's okay, what she just said. I think it's such a blessing how God used her, and it kind of goes into what your question is here. I never thought I'd write books. My background is I'm a clinical scientist. I was an Air Force officer. But when God moves you to do something, you do it. And I had a really difficult life growing up, losing my dad with a brain tumor at 12 years old. My mom had to get a job. She was a housekeeper. You know, she couldn't read and write really well, but she did everything she could so that we would get an education. And so I'm very blessed with that. And I really took years learning about the Bible, serving God, you know, serving my country. And it was a blessing, but I wondered, you know, why am I taking all this time, you know, learning the Bible? What is God calling me to do? And it's just a blessing how God moves you. But all those years serving, you know, partnering with pastors, helping children around the world, it was for a time as this that I started the book series when God said, you know, this is what you're going to, I'm like, really, children's book? And my husband and I don't have children, but God, you know, told me, you don't have to have children. You're going to have hundreds of children around the world that you're going to impact. And it's amazing how God moves in our life. And to get back to your question, the second book came from that. The first book, you know, I feel in my heart, God just wanted to say, let children know who I am. So, you know, Pooks and Boots meet Jesus. I use my real cat poop teach about that in our book series. But the first book, hey, this is who God is. He's amazing. All things are possible with him in a very childlike way. And the second thing is putting more meat and potatoes out there, because you can't just throw a child into all this stuff. They'll get overwhelmed. So it's like I said, it's a book series, step by step. And the next one is, now that they know, you know, I want those children out there to be armed with something, because I don't know what their story is going to be. I don't know if they're going to lose a mom or a dad. But I know one thing. I know I serve a mighty God, and he's going to give them what they need. And that's what I'm hoping this journey is about for us.
You know, it's so cool, Julie, that for whatever reason, wife, you might have heard in the previous show, got this, you know, call from God to start in a special needs ministry. So I had, at the same time, had been asked to lead what was at the time the largest Sunday school class at Calvary Baptist Church, was about 150 people. You know, based on what I thought was my great Bible knowledge. And my wife said, no, you're not either. You're going to teach special ministries. And I'm like, well, baby, I can't. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to, you know, speak that. You know, just my pride all over the place.
Yeah.
So the first thing that they asked me to teach was honor your mother and father, you know, the fifth commandment. And I was, you know, it should be pretty easy for a Bible teacher, right? Well, you know, half of my students, you know, don't, you know, speak language. You know, it's sign language or something, you know. And so, and you don't know what level they're actually even thinking at, because you can't even talk to them. So exactly how do you convey this principle, oh, great Bible teacher?
Right, right.
Yeah. So I had to pray and pray and pray. God had me right where he wanted me to figure out how to get this message across to a group of folks that I really didn't understand where the language barriers were. So I think that it's got to be really cool for you as you think through this at a child's level, both from the way that it's illustrated, but also from the simple language, because you know, children's books, you don't get to write a paragraph, you know, you get to.
Yes. Oh my God. And for people like you that are so well versed in the Bible, and the other author on the phone as well, we're blessed to have, we all know the Bible, but for a child, they're like a helmet of salvation, you know. And it was the hardest. This book was harder than the first book, because the first book, it's easy to write how amazing, you know, God is. But it is, and I never realized that, but especially in all of our work, we do our best to glorify God, and I give him all the glory, and I believe he works through me on all of it. But you're right, it is hard. It's harder than I thought to teach children. So I thank you for what you did in that Bible study class. I couldn't even imagine. But children are sponges, praise God, and I think God works through us, and he'll make that...
It was my wife and God, believe me. It was not anything, Robbie. They were kicking me. But along those lines, right? So I have this sense, right, that any time I get on to teach anything, the first person that's got to learn something's me.
Yes.
So Toya, as you started this writing, I'm guessing God had some pretty cool lessons along the way. Can you share maybe the first one that just went,
one of the lessons is, one, making sure that I operate in the fruit of the Spirit. No matter what it looks like, no matter how tough things are, but operate in the love, the joy, the peace, the long suffering, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, in order to be able to sustain. Sometimes I think that we get into our feelings and we get mad and, you know, we're frustrated. We don't understand God. Why me? But like the word tells us, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So just the lesson of the Lord cultivating me and shaping me in this, just to show me, you know, you're going through this, but I'm going to teach you and grow you. Not only in this marriage thing, but also more in me.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, this
intimacy, you know, and I'm just thinking about the subject matter of your book is intimacy.
Yes.
And he is all about, I mean, he's the most passionate, fire breathing God, you know, that we can possibly have. But I loved what you, I don't know if everybody caught it, but I just will bring it out. When she mentioned the fruits of the Spirit, she mentioned one twice, like patience, long suffering. And those of us, there's two fruits of the Spirit that really just grab my attention always. the second one, which, you know, love, joy, peace, I guess patience is the fourth. Long-suffering, depending on how you want to translate it, mm-hmm. it's really hard. And then self-control. What's yes. Why do they put that at the end? You're like, oh, my goodness. That one's tough, especially on this subject. Like,
yes.
What a beautiful thing to find yourself here and begin to write on, you know, very authentically, because I've read some stuff, yes, like, sir. Here I was. It was a burning situation. And so, you know, can you give us a little bit of where you actually were before you wrote the book?
Before I wrote the book, I just will say that prior to my husband and I getting married, I was 18 months in abstinence. So, and that was a challenge for me because of where I started out before I made the decision to abstain. So that's where I was. And then we got married, and I expected a lot of intimacy. and let me say, another thing that the Lord taught me was, one of the ways that I viewed intimacy was not the only way to be intimate. But because I was so used to certain ways and certain things, and, you know, how the world pushes intimacy is not, you know.
Nah,
yeah. But the Lord taught me that. But before writing the book, we were married, and again, 18 months prior, I was abstinent. So, and that I was trying to find my place in the Lord so he could get me exactly where I need to be. But you never stop growing. So you never stop growing in God. He will always use any and everything
so
to continue to grow
you. So
you
can see that my riddle is really good here. Who in the Bible said, I came to send fire on the earth, but how I wish it was already kindled? 866-348-7884. We got Amy Combo coming when we come back. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion or fire, as the case may be, and uses it to build the kingdom. And we are so blessed to have with us today Toya and her husband Byron Witherspoon with her first book, Help Me, I'm Burning Inside My Marriage, and Julie Wood, the author of Pooks and Boots children's series, and her new book, Pooks and Boots, Put on the Full Armor of God. But right now, I am so blessed to have my friend Amy Cabo. It's got a great show coming up today. We want to tell you about that. Amy, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am so excited. So you guys, you've got like the author of Black and Pro-Life on with you today, right?
Well, yes. He's bigger than that. He's speaking for the voiceless, the most innocent among us all, the unborn.
So is Walter Hoy, right, is going to be with you?
Walter Hoy, yes.
And he
is just an amazing person. You'd be surprised. What an angel. And he really is there for the unborn children, of which is an issue when it comes to the poor community, the people that are, you know, it's an issue, and we need a voice for them because it's a living being. The only difference is children that are outside the womb, others can take care of it. Now, the unborn, it depends on the mother. How sad. It's the own mother that fails to do that.
So how cool is this? You get a chance to call in. This a live show. It's coming up at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. It's called The Cure with Amy Cabo. Thanks for calling in, Amy and Sharon. You guys be sure and listen at 1 o'clock.
Yes, definitely. I want to bring hope to people and let them know there are other options and to choose life.
God bless. Thank you, Amy. Have fun.
And God bless.
That's the number one rule of broadcasting I've discovered. It's by all means, have fun. So, Julie, little known fun fact, okay, that, you know, a lot of people may have listened to this show forever would not know this little thing about Robbie, but actually the reason why I got a particular kick out of your book, you know, Pooks and Boots, Put on the Full Armor, is because years ago when I was in the hospital crushed by a Jeep and I had to lay there bedridden, when what I really wanted to do was sell cars, and God put it on my heart to write a screenplay. And so I wrote, in fact, Stu used to come by and read it all the time and say, oh, Robbie, this is really, really cool. I wrote a screenplay called The Full Armor. And in it, it was so neat because all this, it was kind of like a Star Wars-y kind of thing where these pieces of armor would pop on this young man as he discerned how to, you know, get the shield of faith or how he got the helmet of salvation and all those kind of things. And so it was just like, oh, my goodness. However, it never became a movie, but it was so much fun to write it, and I spent phenomenal amounts of time, and then sent it off to Hollywood, and you know, when you were talking about sending it off your book to these different publishers, well, I sent it, well, you know, you got to send it to all these agents. I'm sure you've been through that too, Julie. So I send it to all these people, and I forgot all about it. Well, the way that I authored the screenplay, it was by Robert Bruce Dillmore Jr., okay? Like you would a book, you know?
Yeah.
And so I get this call about 2 months later, could I speak to Robert Bruce Dillmore Jr.? And I'm like, who is that?
Oh, my goodness.
And this guy says, this is so-and-so agent in Hollywood, actually, he was the only one that asked to read it. So I had sent him the whole thing. You know, the whole screenplay. And he goes, well, I just got finished reading your screenplay. And I have to tell you that this is the most disturbing piece of literature I have ever read in my life. And would it be okay if I burned it? Because nobody else never, ever needs to read this again.
He took the time to call you to say that?
Wow.
Wow. Can I read it?
Still liked it. But it was so Christian in nature, you know, that it was disturbing to this poor guy. And I guess it convicted him. I don't know. But I've never forgotten, as long, you know, if you got a call like that after you'd spent years literally writing this thing, like you guys. But nonetheless, you know, I don't know what God's purpose was for that book. Later on, I get to write a lot of Christian Car Guy Theater episodes. But
There you go.
That's probably more than you wanted to hear, Julie. But I, you know, when I saw that your book was, you know, Pooks and Boots Puts on the Full Armor, I brought back a lot of memories.
Hurt.
Oh, my goodness. But you know, let's be honest, you know, and brutally honest, not everyone believes. You know, and sometimes they see work and they're like, what is this? This is foolishness, you know, and it does seem foolish to non-believers, and it takes a lot. It, you know, I think we can all sit here and say we've all had our storms in life, and I personally, I'm glad I look back on my work a lot to say, okay, where are we going in this next series? I have to put on my armor daily, because since 2018 when I started the first book and my Facebook, I don't know if you, but we've grown like over 20,000 followers on the Facebook. It's not really just about the books. They come there to hear the hope, the love, the peace, kind of like the, we were talking, she was talking about the fruit of the Spirit. All these things I bring on, I just wrote on that. It's so weird that she brought that up a few days ago. But people need that more than ever, and they share with people that maybe don't believe. And my books, I Believe in My Heart, are a friendly approach to people that may not believe enough to read it to their child, and then, you know, build that hope and want, hopefully, to open that Bible, because all of our books are based on the Bible, God's Word. But I think it's so important now more than ever in our world to do it. And I'll tell you, there's some days somebody comes to my Facebook that doesn't believe, and I spend a lot of time offline with people in prayer, and it's a God's blessing. And so when you say, you know, what is it? Why did you start the book? I think God uses us at, maybe on a platform. You know, I started these books, but my books are a platform to bring people to God, you know, parents and helping children and animals around the world. You'll see, you know, on our Facebook, pastors around the world. We just helped over 36 pastors here in Corona, you know, to help feed their community and their church. it's not just about the books. That's a good talking point, but God has such bigger plans for all of us, and I'm just humbled. I am humbled how he used me, in all of this, and I give him all the glory for my salvation and serve him boldly for getting me through my storms. So if there's anything I can do for a family, a church, a missionary group, we're all, even animals, we love animals, but we're doing it. I give God, I don't even know how we're doing it, Robbie. I it just blows my mind. And I'll write something, and I'll be honest, I'm not a writer, right? But it was never my, I want to be a writer. But then somebody will write to me, Julie, this is exactly what I needed to hear today. You know, and I'm talking people that are going through marital problems, financial problems. God's word applies, it reads you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, I didn't mean to go off on a tangent.
No, that's okay. It's okay. Yeah. But the good news is we really have, Angela is in Burlington. She's got an answer to my riddle, which is critical to my, ego. So Angela, do you know who in the Bible?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I should say that.
I'm doing well, thanks.
Who came to send fire on the earth and he wished it was already kindled?
Jesus.
You are exactly right. Isn't that a cool passage?
It's Luke chapter 12.
You are exactly right. And I happen to know Angela a little bit. She's been calling into my show for probably 10, 12 years. But Angela, you're on fire for Christ, always. You were on fire to help your mother for years and years and years. You were a caregiver. But now it's you and him. And so how cool is that?
Very cool.
How are you holding up in the middle of all the pandemic?
Well, it has its ups and downs. Every time I watch the news, it's down. So I've eliminated that.
So you got to go back to God to get back up. Well, I'm so glad you called in. We got to go to a break. Angela, thank you. It's so good to hear your voice again. And you hang in there. Put on the full armor. There you go. And we're going to get to some more burning and some more. And we actually have Toya's husband. So the other side of the story is coming. So you want to hear this. 866-348-7884 if you want to get in on it. So welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today we've had so much fun with Julie Wood. She's the author of Pooks and Books children's series, with her new book, Books and Pooks and Boots, Put on the Armor of God. And then Toya and Byron Witherspoon with her first book, Help Me, I'm Burning Inside My Marriage. And, I think it's really courageous, this whole thing, like, I can't imagine a marriage that if they were completely honest didn't struggle in this area in some way. Mm-hmm. I clearly would say, oh yeah, I've been here. I know exactly, and I actually even know that it's God trying to knock on Robbie's head saying, hey, Robbie, intimacy, it's my thing. We're supposed to be getting here, Yeah. But Byron is, how amazing to me, how does a husband support his wife through this kind of an adventure?
You first have to be honest with yourself. This book originated from some unfortunate habits of myself. So I would be less of a husband not to support her, because this book helped her and helped our marriage in return by writing this.
So when you say that, I'm with you. Because some of my unfortunate habits, that I've talked about on other programs, probably doesn't fit with this program all that well, led to, where that goes.
Right. Where,
it's really a trap.
It is. For one, this is a carried over habit, because I was in the other role in my previous marriage. And unfortunately, intimacy was used kind of like a weapon, and it became buried deep inside of me unbeknownst to me. And also being raised in the old school way, where the man worked, provided, took care of home and all that, and everything else was passe, happened when I happened, not knowing that that was buried deep inside of me, unfortunately, which caused, when you come to modernity, you have to realize that things have to change. You have to grow. And unfortunately, being in the way that I was, I'm always a provider. I'm a protector. I'm going to make sure I have all girls, by the way. So my wife, my daughters and everything, I just make sure everybody's good. But when you start taking care of what you think is necessities, you forget and you neglect the needs. So necessities and needs are on two different levels sometimes. And you have to differentiate the two, but also provide and take care of for both of them.
Wow. Wow. So Toya, I'll get my brain straight in a minute. You know, what do you feel like for somebody that you know, they know that they're burning inside their marriage, whatever, what's the passage in your book you can hardly wait till, like, oh man, I hardly wait till they can read this that really helped me in the situation where I was on fire?
One of the things that my pastor and our first lady taught us when we were going to counseling prior to marriage is that you need to make sure that you love God above each other. And of course, it's like, well, yeah, you know, but then when God puts those challenges in and to make sure that you can only seek him and only turn to him, especially when tough times come, now I better understand what they said. So we have to make sure that we love God first. Seek ye first. And once we do that, the Lord will give us everything it is that we need to be able to sustain. He'll also answer our prayers. So just making sure that we keep him first and love him above anything and anybody else, and make sure that our focus is on him so that we can get through whatever it is that you know, we're going through.
And might I add, you know, think of what you just heard, the courageous, like going to your pastor and sharing your struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and especially this kind of struggle. Like, this isn't something like, excuse me. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm like, man, this is profoundly courageous. However, you know, share your struggles one with another. I mean, that's the whole deal. Well, we got to get back to Julie here. I hope she's still with us. Julie, can you hear me? We were having some phone problems, so there we go, Julie.
Yes, I was like, I hope they're not asking me questions because I couldn't hear anything, but that's okay.
Well, I find that we got our phone thing straight. I apologize. Oh, but getting back to Pooks and Boots, put on the full armor. You know, when I was reviewing my subject matter for the day, I went, I don't know that I've ever done two so diverse topics on the same show. However, like, if there was ever a point that Pooks and Boots needed some full armor, there's no place we get attacked like this area, is there, Julie?
Oh, my goodness. You're talking about what's going on in the world, and I apologize. I couldn't hear what you guys were talking about, if you're referencing to what she was talking about or in the world with everything going on. Is that the question you're asking? Or
with intimacy within marriage, like, it's a struggle at times. But it's okay. But unfortunately, I can hear the music saying that we are at the end of Kingdom Pursuit. So you have a minute, or you actually have 45 seconds, Julie, to share with our listeners why they need to go to your Facebook page and check out what you're doing. Go ahead.
Praise God. I'm hoping everybody can come join us. Every day we love to share God's love, his grace, his mercy, and we're hoping to have everybody join us and hear about God, and so we can inspire one another on his word. Praise God and for all his glory, and I'm praying for everyone. Amen.
Amen. Stay tuned. So much more coming up. Encouraging prayer followed by Masculine Journey starts here now at 12 o'clock. And then, oh, don't forget the Cure is coming on at 12. Oh, I mean, 1 Eastern.
This is the Truth Network.